In this episode, Tom Soder, Emily Gould, and Charles Sobrano are in Alan Saley's Saley Place with Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews, with a guest appearance by Christian Doherty. Also, a solo by Patrick Johnson. Copyright 1962. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be on our show today. As you know, this is the first show of our third season. Let's have a big hand. Yes, I'm very happy too. I have a few things that this year, in our third season, we have a few more extras coming. For instance, Patrick Johnson will be occasionally singing a solo for us. As you might have heard at the front of the show, that he was going to sing a solo. And does anybody know what the solo will be?
No, I don't. What is it, Mr. Saley?
Well, I don't know either. But I hope Pat and I will find out. But anyway, the skit today is about Emily and, of course, me. And we're going to get married. But a couple of Conjures, old men, for instance, are Tom and Patrick, who says, sings a song about marriage. They try to say that marriage isn't good to Alan. And so, why don't we join this skit right now in another episode of Saley Place. I can't get wait till we're married. I can't wait. It's just too good to be true. Well, Alan, I can't wait either. Marriage to me is like, wedding cakes and all that money you get, and especially you, honey. Well, I'm glad, Emily, for you, but who are those old gentlemen coming up? Oh, yes. That's Patrick and Tom. Yes, Emily, I must tell you something about Patrick and Tom. They're against marriage all the way. So, if they say anything against you, just ignore them. I know your pretty face couldn't,
Well, hi, Alan.
Hello, Alan. How are you? I'm fine, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Stone.
I'm married, Alan. I don't really think it's a wise idea, you know. Neither does Patrick, I don't think.
No, Alan! Alan, how could you be so stupid? You know the English don't approve of a courtship. Please, Alan, don't. Don't marry Emily. It's a bad thing to marry a girl like Emily. You know, I think she's a vixen. Please, Mr. Johnson, I do think she's a vixen, don't you, Tom?
Yeah, she's such a...
Well, Mr. Johnson, you've given me no reason why I shouldn't marry, Miss Gould. Really, Alan? No reason.
I find the moment that a woman makes friends with me, she becomes jealous, exacting, suspicious, and a damn nuisance. I find the moment that I make friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am. Confirmed, old bachelor, likely to remain so. After all, figuring, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just the ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, but no eccentric will, who likes to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She redecorates your home. loving you.
Please, Pat, no.
A woman in your life. And you're up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind. And so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all.
Well, it isn't that bad.
You want to talk options or Milton?
Yes, Pat.
The talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet. When it's searching for her gloves. Let a woman in your life. Like a turtle strike. Let them buy their wedding band for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be thrilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend the evening in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, a philosophic joy, who likes to meditate and contemplate. For humanity's mad inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. There's a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to gather and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you.
Listen, Mr. Johnson, I think you've made a complete fool of yourself, don't you, Tom?
No, I thought the song was very good.
Well, I want you to get out of here. All of you, get out.
No.
Alan, I'm never going to see you again. Mr. Johnson insulted me. I'll never see you again, never.
For true colors, Alan.
See what you've done, all of you? Oh, get out. Actually, audience, this is not supposed to be a drama, but, let's say that Emily and me are reunited, but it just goes along with the story. Thank you. Alan, is Alan Taylor. Emily is Emily Gould. Tom is Tom Soder. Pat is Patrick Johnson. Copyright 1962 by the ACD Tape Recorder Network. Produced by Richard Snyder. Directed by Finlay Curry. ACD presentation.